Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really.
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How you doing? How's your week going? Are you making a dent in the universe? This is the show that is dedicated for that entrepreneur, that person, that man, that woman, that child who says, I'm tired of working for the man and I'm ready to be the man, like Jack Black says. I tell you what, entrepreneurialism, if you're not on the entrepreneurialism train, I'm telling you, the train is still in the station. Get on it while the getting is good. I'm telling you, even if you've got a wonderful, cushy 9-to-5, 4-week vacation with full benefits job, hear me now or feel me later, it's not guaranteed. Get you a side hustle. Get something that you own. Get something that belongs to you so that if and when, and more likely statistically speaking, when, it comes time for you to say, hey, you know, I just don't like the way things run around here. I think I'm worth more. Or when the CEOs decide that their golden parachute means that you have to be cut, then you'll have something. Because friends, like I said, hear me now, feel me later. At some point, statistically speaking, you are going to be a casualty of statistics. Even if you're in that type of position, it just happens in today's world. With the advent of the technology and the rapid pace that technology is changing and robotics and electronics and computerized systems and the way things are going, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a lawyer and is talking about how, you know, just 10 years ago, it was easier to be a lawyer in certain sectors than it is today, because now you can go on a website and get some of these boilerplate type things done for you that you used to have to go off and pay a lawyer $250, $350, and then they just shuffle it over to their paralegal to just go over in the document drawer and take out one person's name, put your name in, and just stamp it. You know, those days are gone. You know, the little low-hanging fruit type, you know, simple wills and things of this nature that used to be their bread and butter to keep, you know, the power bill paid and employment going on for some of the employees. Those days are gone. Every industry, every job, every skill set out there that people went to school and got degrees and they're all under attack by our technology. And it's just the way of the world. And there's two ways to approach this. You can put your head in the sand and you duck and hide and go, oh my God, be a Chicken Little and the world's coming to an end. Or you can be proactive and say, okay, I'm going to ride this pony over here as long as it'll take me where I need to go. But I'm always going to be looking, you know, around the corner. What can I do to diversify my skill sets, my income streams, my ability to earn and enjoy more in life? And that's where entrepreneurialism has the answer. What form does it come in? What does it look like? It's different for different people. I've got clients that, for instance, quick example, had a guy, said, Terry, I listen to your podcast. I love the motivation, the inspiration, the mindset stuff. And I really want to do something, but here's the deal. I detest, number one, technology, computers, websites, all that stuff. And number two, sales. Now, what do you have for me? And I said, well, what have you done? And he gave me a little bit about his background and what he did and what he enjoys. And just a regular Joe, just a regular guy, you know. And I said, well, let me ask you this. Could you see yourself if I showed you how and gave you a means in which you could, for instance, something silly, let's just talk silly for a minute. I was like, do you have a cell phone at home? Yeah. Do you have remote controls that control your TV. Yeah. You have kids that have electronics that depend on batteries, just like your cell phone, your remote controls and all that. Yeah. How much do you think you spend yearly on batteries? Well, I got three kids and they got, and he went going down and he says, as a matter of fact, I just had to replace the battery in my iPhone. It was going bad. And he was talking about that. He said, so yeah. And you bring in the car batteries and stuff. I said, so you would say that a battery is something that everyone has an expense on. It's just sort of the cost of doing business as far as, you know, it's just, you write it up as this is just the cost of having a family, having, you know, things that run on batteries. So you would say, if I could show you a way where you never had to buy another battery, what do you think that would be worth? He said, well, I think that's a gimmick. I said, just go along with me. If I showed you how you never had to buy another battery, what would it be worth? Would you pay me, say, $50 to teach you how to never have to, if I could show you how you never had to go buy another car battery, and a car battery is $100 to $150, and you've already got two cars, and if your wife's van is going to need a battery probably in the next year, would it not already pay for itself? Would it not already pay for itself just this Christmas when you're going to be, well, yeah, okay. I'm not asking you to buy anything, by the way. But what I am saying is if you was to develop that skill set, what would batteries be worth to people in just your circle of influence? If you could teach people how that they never had to buy it, would they pay you $50? That's not necessarily having to be salesy or anything, just, or matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to resell it as a training package. Maybe you sold it as a service. You say, hey, if you got a dead battery, bring it to me and I'll restore it for $10. And that way you're never selling anything. You're just providing a service. I mean, you could chop this up, but having that, well, wait a minute. What kind of the tools you would need would just be simple tools that you probably already have in your kitchen. What would that be worth? Well, that's a business. If I could restore other people's batteries or teach them for a fee on how to do it themselves. Yeah, that'd be okay. And go over to my website under home-based jobs, look up where it says battery resale and restore. Click on that for 50 to 90, whatever it is. It used to be $50. It might be $97 now. But I've got a package that will show you exactly with just the tools in your drawer. And then you're not dealing with a laptop. You're not dealing with sales funnels. You're not selling on the phone. Because you said you didn't want to do any of that. You just a regular job. See, the point is, guys, there is no excuse. If you want to do something, the opportunities out there to earn money in today's world, to start a side hustle. And if you could, and I was teaching, if you could do this, you could train one of your teenage boys how to do this on the side, give them something. Who knows where it could go? It might not go anywhere, but I'm telling you, it is worth having a side hustle. Just as in a little business, a little entrepreneurial business, if you don't want to go full-fledged with it. Now, I was reading some statistics, and we'll get into this after the break. I want to give you the rankings right now of job growth, labor force participation, and employment. And for you guys that are out there recruiting people into entrepreneurialism, you're recruiting people, you're hiring people, this is going to show you the states to target. Because if a state has got a very high, low unemployment, in other words, their unemployment rate is very, very low, then that tells you you're going to be harder pressed to find job and opportunity seekers in that state. Okay. So this is some good information we're going to give out here in just a second. But I was telling him, it doesn't matter where you're at right now, because the unemployment is very low. But I talked to so many people. It's like, yeah, I'm employed and bills are getting paid, just not enjoying life. And I see where you've got reps, Terry, making $5,000 a week and $10,000 a week. And I see where you're going on vacations all the time. And you've got other reps that are going on vacations all the time. And that's the lifestyle I would like to have. That's the lifestyle I would like to participate in. And I would tell you, a 9-to-5 regular job is not going to provide that. It's just not. even a high professional job until you get to the upper limits of those, you know, you're owning the particular company that you're working at and not working in it. If you're a doctor, if you own the practice, if you're a lawyer and you own the agents, in other words, you've got to be the entrepreneur there to be able to afford and have the time to be able to do that. All roads lead back to ownership. All roads lead back to being an entrepreneur. And my contingency, my argument to you is from someone who used to own a company and was an entrepreneur then, but had the brick and mortar company, had the 22 employees, had the big payroll, had all this. I'm telling you, there's a better way. Listen, oh my gosh. There's a way that you can start a home-based business that doesn't require employees, doesn't require high payrolls, doesn't require inventory, doesn't require going out and getting a brick and mortar place, doesn't require all that. Very, very low resistance to get into, sometimes even for free. We've got opportunities you can do for free. I'm just telling you, in today's world, man, I wished what is available today because the technology was available 20 years ago when I got bit by the entrepreneur bug and I knew that was the way to build wealth. That was the way to build a life. That was the way that I was going to be able to do the things I wanted to do and not be restrained by, you know, someone else's timelines. And I didn't have to spend my life building someone else's dream, but I could build my own. So when we get back from the break, I want to show you what it looks like out there right now in various states, because for you guys that are recruiting and hiring hourly and salary opportunities, for you guys that are have a business opportunity, maybe with TW3, maybe with something else, having this information is going to help you in knowing which states to target first for your opportunity. So when we get back, we'll go into that right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes 6 touches, 6 encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
That's not the only that's not the only non-sales job offer. That's just one of the more popular ones. Yeah, I can give more. So they're telling me, hey, what other opportunities do you offer at TW? That's just one. I mean, there's several. But I just had a quick story to share before we get into the states. There's, the, of course, the battery resale, becoming a certified speaker, assembling. And here's another one that requires absolutely no technical skills, no anything. Craft assembly. So they mail you off the things to put together. You put it together. It could be jewel cases. It could be jewelry. It could be whatever. But you're sent out all the stuff. Put it together. You send it back. You get paid for the labor. Freight brokering is another one. It's huge. Insurance and real estate. Writing. And so let's say, for instance, you're not a salesperson. You're not technical. You don't like working with your hands, but you're a writer. Well, you can write. And there's companies out there that will pay you to blog for them, believe it or not. So you got that. So there's all, yeah, there's all, I mean, there's that, I'm talking to someone that wants to go nameless. I won't bring up your name in the studio. So what else? What else you got? I think you're interested in. Do you listen to my podcast? I go over this. And by the way, we're going to have another live podcast this coming Monday night at 9 p.m. You can be on, and I think Mr. Funny Man Chris Roop is going to be with us at chrisroop.com. Lindsay Taylor, lovely CBD oil, Miss CBD oil, will be with us. Of course, my son, and whom I'm well pleased, Reagan, will be in the studio answering your questions. And this is where you come out, ask us any questions about entrepreneurialism, anything about anything you want to do, and we just have a good time. We just laugh, we yuck it up, because we're all doing what we love to do. And that's when, I tell you guys, when you can do what you love to do, I used to go into work, and I was enjoying my job, but it still wasn't, you know, it wasn't the quote unquote dream job, but I was selling and I was enjoying it, you know, but you know, it had its limitations because I was working for someone else and I had to be there at a certain time and couldn't leave when I needed to. And it didn't matter how well I did. I was still controlled by, you know, their expectations and what they wanted me to do and when they wanted me to be there and yada, yada, yada. And so I would be driving to work, and I'm just a good old redneck here in South Carolina. And it's still on the air. As a matter of fact, John Boy and Billy in the Morning, just a bunch of two rednecks from North Carolina, just yucking it up, laughing, having a great time, just sophomore humor out the, you know what. And matter of fact, I'm going to be embarrassed, but I was scrolling through the app the other day and I saw another radio show out in Indiana, Bob and Tom. And I'm like, these guys are rednecks and they're not in the South. How did that work? But they're a lot like John Boy and Billy, the same type of sophomore humor and stuff. So I listened to them on my, iPhone from time to time. But anyway, the point was, I'm listening to these guys. I was like, man, wouldn't it be fun just to be able to sit at home, talk on a microphone, yuck it up with your friends and make a living. And then 20 years later, I have people come in the house and they look over at my office and studio is the first room. Well, first thing you see when you walk in the house, we got this big, you know, cathedral ceiling and a big atrium here. And you look to the right and it's a sort of an archway. And you look in and they see, you know, it's basically a radio studio, a podcast studio. And they go, what do you do? I was like, I just podcast for a living. And they just shake their head. You work from home and you just talking to microphones? Pretty much. And they can't believe it. But they're sort of looking at me the way I looked at other people 20 years ago. And the point is, guys, not to say anything, but you can have what you want to have. You can literally have your best life. You can live your dream if you will pursue it. Be bold enough. Be courageous enough. Have the gall to not listen to the naysayers. Have the audacity to be truthful with yourself that, hey, I want more than what other people are going to offer me. Not necessarily money, but time, freedom, culture. Maybe you're in a job that, you know, it pays well and it does okay, but man, it just ain't your kind of people, or it just ain't it's not the culture that you enjoy, or you're always feeling like, yeah, I just, Have you ever been there where it's an okay place, but man, they're cracking jokes I really don't enjoy, or they're not joking at all, or maybe they're too jokey and I'm more, you know, whatever, you know, being an entrepreneur means you control everything. You never have to, just the little things. Hey, I like jazz music. I listen to contemporary on my Sirius radio. I'm listening to Watercolors 90% of the time. So a little tell on myself, because I'm a musician. I grew up playing the horn, and I like playing the Hammond and the Rhodes organ and electric keyboard. So that's just sort of my vibe. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm the hippest cat that's a redneck you'll ever see, because you look at me, you listen to me, you talk to me, and then you'll hear my music. I'm like, what? You know, but that's just me. But see, I don't work in an office where I'm like having to listen to someone else's radio. It's just the little things like that. I know it's little and it's insignificant, but I'm telling you, don't take it for granted. All of these things, you can have your own culture when you're building your business, your life, the way you want it. Just little things. Little things like that mean a lot to me. So if you're out there and maybe you're in a business opportunity already, maybe you're a TW3, maybe you got something else, and you recruit, because like our members, we recruit people into hourly and salary jobs. Our elite members recruit into TW3. They also recruit into some of these other opportunities I just mentioned, as a matter of fact. So if you're out there and you're like, but where should I target? Let me tell you some states not to target, because these states are doing real well. Employment holds a third of the weight in ranking the best states for economy. So this subcategory evaluates three metrics: unemployment rate, job growth, and labor force participation. So while the labor force participation rate measures the percentage that is either employed or actively looking for a job, the unemployment rate delves deeper to measure the percentage of the labor force that is out of work. All three metrics indicate the employment and economic prospects in a state. So here is the top states that, like, for instance, if you were looking for a job, you're going to be able to find it plentiful. These people have plenty of job to offer. And so it'll give you an idea who to target, who not to. Okay. So like, for instance, Utah ranks first in the nation for employment. Colorado, number one in the economy category overall, places second in this category, followed by Minnesota, Hawaii, and Idaho. So like Utah is number one. So their job growth is measured at 2%. Labor force participation is at 5%. Unemployment rate is down, way down. Okay. And so you got Utah, number one, Colorado, number two, Minnesota, number three, Hawaii, number four, Idaho, number five, New Hampshire, number six, North Dakota, number seven, Wisconsin, number eight, Massachusetts, number nine, and Nebraska as number 10. Those are the top 10 states that are just doing really, really well when it comes to job and employment. So if you're in, you know, the hiring space, in the recruiting space, those are going to be tough states to recruit and hire in. And so what I always tell folks was when, and it's just like years ago, 6-7 years ago, when the economy was terrible, we were doing great at TW3 because people were needing a job. So we could either hire them for some of the hourly stuff we were doing. We could recruit them into a business opportunity. And then the economy got really, really good about 2 years ago. The employment just, you know, really took off. We're still doing great, because here's the thing. There's a lot of people that are employed now, but they're underemployed. In other words, yeah, I'm making money, but I'm not making what I'm worth. I'm not making what I once did. And yeah, it's going up a little bit, but I can always use more. And I've got disposable income now to actually invest in something to grow my career. So it still works out. So here's the thing. If you're in one of these states, or you market in one of these states, you just got to pivot. Don't go after the unemployed crowd, because there's going to be very little to none there. What you want to do is target the employed crowd that's underemployed. In other words, your ad copy and everything needs to be talking about, hey, are you making what you're worth? Do you get 6, 8 weeks, 12 weeks off a year? You know, you got to start speaking to, hey, you might be employed, but you could have a better situation. Okay. So that's when you're in those states with high employment rates. In other words, there's a lot of, You just got to start pivoting a little bit and start appealing to people that, yeah, they're employed, but I could do better and I want to do better. And so that's what you're, now here are some terrible states. Well, I shouldn't say terrible states, but the worst states as far as employment. I'll give you the top 10 there. Worst state in the union for employment right now is West Virginia. So if you're in West Virginia, I'm sorry, but that's just the way the statistics on this usnews.com best jobs report that was just came out 2 days ago has got you reported. So West Virginia is going to be the worst, followed by New Mexico, then Louisiana, then Alaska, then Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Arkansas, and Illinois. So, and I would tell you that I'm pretty much, I can pretty much tell you, I can bear witness just in our recruiting efforts, some of those states, we see a lot of activity coming from those states. So it does make sense. Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Ohio, we get a lot of new clients in Ohio. Illinois got a lot of clients from Illinois. Ironically, we don't have, I don't know if we've got anyone that's come on in the last few months that I know of from West Virginia. If we do, I'm just not aware of it. And if you're a TW3 member, I apologize. I'm not trying to slight you. It's just that's a state that I don't recognize or don't see come through a lot. But I do see a lot of Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, see a lot of that. So Illinois, see a lot of that. So all of those, that's very, congruent. Now I'll tell you another state that's really good, that we recruit a lot in that has an older population that's retired, but is still wanting to work. And that's Florida. Florida is a great state. And they're number 30 in this list here, 31 actually of, so they're right there in the middle. They could do better, but they're not doing terrible. So they're sort of in the middle of this list, but we get a ton of people from Florida. And a lot of times it's an older crowd that's, hey, I'm semi-retired or I'm retired. I'd like to make more money, and they've got the time, energy, and a little bit of money to put toward an opportunity. So that's a great state to be in as well with your recruiting efforts, especially for a business opportunity. And I've also noticed that, and I don't know if it's because of a lot of the MLM stuff that comes from Florida. I know down in Orlando, I think the basketball stadium is called the Amway Stadium or something, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. So they're not so opposed to quote unquote business, and we're not an MLM, but a lot of times as soon as you start talking about home-based business, everybody assumes you're talking about an MLM or network marketing business. And you might like them, you might love them, but people that hate them, they really hate them. I mean, there's just, you know, it's almost unreasonable when you're talking to them, because they've got it in their head. This is not a good thing, and I don't want to hear nothing about it. Okay. You don't have that reaction from people in Florida. And I think it's because there's a lot of those types of businesses down there. So, usually if it is an MLM, they're open to it. And then we tell them it's not. Well, people are agnostic when you say it's not, because that's not going to stop someone that likes MLM businesses from joining it just because it's not. However, if it was an MLM business, that does prevent some people from looking at it and talking about it, and even hearing what you got to say, because they've already made their mind up the value of that. So you've got that. So listen, guys, when we get back, I want to talk to you about some things that are coming up and things that you'll want to sort of keep your eyes open for. You definitely are going to talk a little bit about this Monday night after the break, because... Guys, if you want to make money, if you want to take your money, business, and life to new levels, now is the time. I've never seen it to where so many new people are making so much money so quickly. Now's the time to jump in, and it's a great opportunity. The market is out there, and it's ripe. We'll be back.
Hey, Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS. That's TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Listen, do me a favor. If you do enjoy this podcast, share it on social media for us. We would love to see you share it with your friends and your family if you do get value out of it. No, we don't want to embarrass you. We try never to say anything on this show or present anything that just, you know, it's like, oh, I can't share that. That's, they're saying, you know, we try to keep it in between the lines. Occasionally we get a little left of center, but hey, especially when I'm by myself and Lindsay's not distracting me. I'm kidding. But if you do share this, share it with hashtag TW3Podcast369. Hashtag TW3Podcast369. If we find it out there and we do searches all the time, we enter you to win. You could win up to $300 in free food. We give away 2 93-day vacations. If you will give us a review over on TerryWilson3.com/iTunes, give us a 5-star review if you like it and just leave a comment. You know, we would love to have that. And anytime we get a comment, we enter you to win up to $50 in free fuel. And that could be gas or diesel. I used to say gas, but so many people have these trucks that run on diesel, you know, so I want to be fair. It doesn't matter if it's gasoline or diesel. But share the podcast, hashtag TW3Podcast369. That's this episode, episode 369. And if we find out there on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, anything like that, we will enter you to win something very, very cool. Now, this coming Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or is it daylight saving times now? I guess it's because it's summer, it's daylight savings time. But 9 p.m., we're going to have our first live podcast after being gone for almost a month and a half. Hallelujah. 6,800 miles, 8 people, 1 RV. Yes, I did it. I did it all. I did it my way, as old Blue Eyes said. No, we had a good time. We went across the southeast, you know, the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, all the way up to, boy, I tell you what, you could drive for hours and still be in Texas. But we did that and then came up through New Mexico and then went out through Arizona and then did the sights and scenes and went up to Utah and then cut across Colorado and then Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and then back down. So I think it was 24 states when it was all said and done. Was it 24? It was 18 states. But man, I tell you what, it was a great time. We called it the National Lampoon Redneck Vacation, but it was a good time. It was long. 3 weeks was a long time to be in an RV. I'm a creature of habit and comfort. I like my own bed. And driving that much was taxing. We probably won't do that next year, but the year after, I think we're going to Europe next year for a family vacation. And then hopefully the following year, we'll do something in the Northwest in an RV. But I think we're going to fly out there next time and then get an RV there instead of driving it the whole time. I think we've learned our lesson. It was fun, but you know, anywho. But listen, if you're in recruiting space, I hope those states are going to help you. We've got some other recruiting training. And by the way, if you want to be on one of our impromptu training, that's where I just during the middle of the day when I'm done with my coaching, I'm done with things. And I was like, I get a wild hair and say, hey, let's take some questions. Or I'm getting emails with several questions. I'll just try to knock them all out with a live video to help that person ask the question. And also other people that might have similar questions. But if you would like to be on the text alert, because what I do is I text everyone and say, hey, I'm going live in 5-10 minutes. And I send out the link. Even if you can't show up to ask your questions, you'll have that link and you can go back and watch the video later if you want. We have a ton of those. But you can text the word at TW3podcast. That's the at sign, not the word at, but this is like shift and then the number 2, the at sign above 2 on your keyboard. But at TW3podcast, text that to this number, 81010. So if you've got your phone open, Just go ahead and text like you're texting someone. Just type in the number 81010. And then in the comment section of where you're, what are you texting that number? Text the word at TW3podcast. And then what will happen is it'll email you or text you back on autoresponder and says, hey, sign up for this text alert, remind. And then you put in your name and your text number saying it's okay to text you. Now you can opt out at any time. We're not going to try to spam you or bother you or pester you. But then when we do these trainings and we do live podcasts on Monday nights or anything we're doing with a live stream, we invite you and say, hey, come join us. And then you'll be able to be in the chat room asking me and others questions and making comments with what's being said and helping us shape the direction of the podcast. And that's what the Monday nights are for. We have a great time. But guys, I'm dead serious. If you want a way, a means, a method, a mechanism to take your money, business, and life to new levels, TW3 is here. It's been here now for 11 years with thousands of reps working in hundreds and hundreds of different industries doing different things, but using our tools, training, and technology to grow their business. There's some things, if you're in sales, you're going to love it. If you're in marketing, you're going to love it. If you're in insurance, you're going to love it. If you're in real estate, you're going to love it. This package not only offers you the software, not only offers you this technology, here's something else it offers you. It offers you some mindset training and some coaching. And what I mean by that, I've got a good friend got into a profession that requires credentialing, a certification, and all of that. And this person, like so many other people, can fall into a trap where they become professional students rather than professionals. And what I mean by that is so many times to be successful, you only have to learn this one little thing. And then of course you can build upon that thing and get extra credentialing, extra certification, learn different things to then you can expand. But rather than doing the one thing first, getting certified here, starting here, being successful, starting an income stream, and then branching out, they want to go ahead and get certified credentialed for all of it. And they're not really necessarily going in any one direction yet. At TW3, because we know entrepreneurs are like that, and there's a psychological component to that, and there's a reason why people do that. See, as long as I'm taking training, as long as I'm learning, as long as I'm doing some activity, I can tell myself, well, I'm building my business. I'm doing this. But until you get in front of that person, until you speak, until you try to close, until you try to do what we call sales or closing activities, you're not doing anything. And so the system that we've got laid out, the training, the coaching, it sort of keeps you accountable. And that's the whole reason we tell you we've got a 90-day money-made guarantee. If you do these activities and you get them completed the way we have them laid out, the moment you get them completed and you start executing on the activity from that moment until 90 days, we're guaranteed within those 90 days, you are going to make money. And one of the ways we can promise that is, number one, is the system that we have, the strategy we have, it just works. We put the numbers in your favor. So it's just statistics. It's just a number game. We know it's going to work. But here's number two, we know it works. And the reason why we do that is because it holds you accountable. Because you're not going to be able to say, well, I tried, because it's going to be, did you do this activity? And it's going to be shown if whether you did it or not. And if you didn't do it, it's going to show you and us, okay, here's where you're falling short and you've got to sort of step it up. Okay. And it's not to beat up on people. It's not to get into a blame game and, you know, shifting responsibility, nothing like that. It's just to say, hey, if you want to be successful, here is a system, here's a strategy that's proven to be successful if these activities are done. And then if you do it in this way, we can help you and you can help yourself stay accountable to doing the activity. I promise you, that's why TW3 helps people become successful, because we force you into a situation where you're not going to be able to try to look at this as just a sort of a magic pill or a genie in a bottle. You've got to pick it up and use it in a certain way and do it in a certain way. And that scares people. A lot of people that are not people of discipline, let's say, and we're all undisciplined in certain areas. God knows I am. So please don't hear me as if I'm throwing rocks, but it's just the truth. It's going to force you to discipline where you're slack. But see, if you want to be successful, that's what it takes. And you should embrace that, not run from it. So I was talking to Gina on the way home tonight. We went and saw the new Aladdin, which is great, by the way, if you hadn't seen it. But we got to talking about how one of the problems, and because we were in a sort of a ministry conversation, if you will, we both work in the church. And I was talking to her about a talk I heard by Dr. Jordan Peterson. Is if I truly want to improve, if I, Terry Wilson, want to grow, then I have to accept the cost of growth. Most of the time, the cost of growth is change, and change is painful. But that's the deal. It's unreasonable to think you can have more, you can grow into more, and it not cost you some level of discomfort. Because if what you were doing was working, you would already be where you wanted to be. But obviously, we all have areas in our life we want to grow. So to grow, we have to change, and change means we're going to be uncomfortable. But we psychologically, sometimes we just get like, I'm just tired of being uncomfortable. I'm tired of being, you know, frustrated, aggravated. I'm tired of, you know, this hurting. I'm tired of this irritation. The mind plays tricks on us, folks. Your mind will try to get you to, let's go down this path. This is the path of least resistance, but that's the path that's put you where you're at in every area of life. The areas that you are successful in right now, you became successful because you walked through some very painful things and grew into that. That's just the way it happens. Business is the same way. And so I was telling her about this talk I was listening to Jordan Peterson on, and he was talking about the danger, the psychological danger of people embracing the idea of victimhood. Now, I know it comes across as unempathetic. It comes across as being cold-hearted sometimes when you start saying things about victimology and not being a victim. So let me just caveat mTOR here, guys. Just lay this thing out here. We've all had bad things happen to all of us. We've all been victimized. There's some really bad things that's happened. I mean, some atrocious things. You're going to talk to people that have been abused. You're going to be talking about people that's been betrayed. You're talking about people that's been all kinds of just nasty. If you live in the world, you yourself or know someone that has had something horrific happen. But the only way to move from that is to not embrace an identity of a victim, but to release it, to forgive it, and move on. And I'll tell you why, because this was just, it was eye-opening to me. It was eye-opening to me when I heard Dr. Jordan Peterson talk about this, and this is what me and my wife was talking about. The problem with allowing people to accepting the premise of people that want to cling to an identity of a victim forever, or at least in perpetuity, or for the near, is because what it does to that person psychologically, it gives them an out, a justification, a rationale for bad behavior, or for a bad perspective, a bias, a prejudice, a wrong idea or mindset about something. As long as I can say, this happened to me, I'm a victim of this, and I keep that as an identity, and I don't release it, I don't let it go, and I don't forgive, and I just don't move on from it, then I hold on to the ability to act, to believe, to think, to respond, or to feel a certain way about a certain thing. And here's the kicker. Therefore, I'm not able to change. And change is what brings about growth. Therefore, I stay stuck. And so, whether it be in business, whether it be in any other thing, you know, victimology, grabbing a hold of and holding on to and keeping embraced about wherever you're at in life is going to hold you back in everything, especially in business. So you guys out there, you're recruiting, you're in these places, these hotbeds of places that you can recruit, or you're bringing on people, you know, it's a two-edged sword. Skill set, mindset, skill set, mindset, skill set, mindset. And so as you're recruiting and you're bringing people on and they're your coaching clients to be in whatever opportunity, maybe you're in health and fitness, maybe you're in insurance, maybe you're in real estate, maybe you're in car sales, maybe whatever it is you're in, and you're bringing people on, you know, there's skill sets to be had, but there's also mindsets, and a bad mindset can undermine and short circuit the best of skills. And so one of the things that you can do for your clients is anytime you pick up on this, what John Maxwell calls the loser's limp, then address it and say, hey, I noticed that you're always saying this about this. What's going on there? Let them talk, let them share, let them give their feelings. And then not combatively, not argumentatively, just saying, you know, you might want to consider this. You might want to think about it this way, because I have found doing it this way, you're going to turn off, or you're not going to be able to see, or you're not, you know, and be helpful. The best thing you can do for a client that's wanting to go further is being truthful with them in a very kind and loving way. And I heard one person say, earn the right to be able to speak into the lives of others. And that comes from genuinely wanting to help and care for them and conveying that. Not validating bad behavior, bad mindsets, but just not judging it, not arguing it, just challenging it. Do that, and I'm telling you, you're going to find that your clients are going to find greater success, And as they find greater success, they're going to make you a more successful coach or client or recruiter. And so as you target these better states, or you're smart about targeting the way you're targeting in the states that have already, you know, low unemployment, so you're going after the unemployment, just know that you can give them all of the opportunity, all of the tools, all of the training in the world, but you've got to also address that, because if you don't address that, they're going to wear you out, my friend. So listen, guys, I got on my soapbox a little bit there. I hope you don't mind, but that was just such a fresh conversation that Gina and I was having, that it was already on the tip of my tongue. I said, I hope I don't, if it slips out, it slips out in the right area of the podcast. So make sure you come to the live podcast this coming Monday night. We're going to be marketing and talking about and offering the upcoming conference, the 2020 You Are Worth More Conference in Greenville next year in March. Tickets go on sale this Monday, and you're going to be able to get them at a great price. And we've got limited seating, so you want to get in while you fit in. I'm telling you guys, every time we have these conferences, I'm not going to say everybody that comes to them walks away super successful right after, but boy, a lot of them do. And the ones who don't, they're on their way, because I'm already seeing results and activity. I've said it many, many times, and I believe it, and it's just a truth. I would not be doing this if I wasn't seeing such incredible results from the people who attend, because it's not my skill set. You know, I am a podcaster. I'm a broadcaster. I like getting behind. I'm comfortable in this room right now behind my desk. I am not comfortable coordinating these live events and stuff like this, but I've got some people around me who are and can and do and do a great job. And so we're going to be talking about that this coming Monday night. Make sure you're on there at 9 o'clock. Sign up for the live podcast alert or text alert by texting at TW3 podcast to 81010. And if you're talking to a trainer of mine, considering the TW3 opportunity, talk to them also about going ahead and getting the conference tickets. Cause there's one thing to have these tools that we're going to give you. And there's another thing, to see in action, people that are using these tools and have been using these tools for years now, making $5,000 and $10,000 a week. You don't think it's real? Well, come meet them personally and find out for yourself. Till next time, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,